just a few minutes and guide us in a short practice. And to weave into this practice some elements, some modifications that I'll talk about afterwards that can be particularly helpful when trying to meditate in the midst of a crisis. So I invite you to sit comfortably and to actually begin this practice with your eyes open. We often close our eyes in practice, and that can be really helpful. And sometimes in a crisis, it's not. So I invite you to actually look around the space that you're sitting in and to just orient. Let your eyes drink in the room, the objects that are there. You might even silently say to yourself or name 5 things you can see in the room where you are. You know, they might be quite simple, like floor, chair, door, plant, computer. And as you look around, I invite you to also look behind you. Let yourself look over one shoulder. And actually, if it works in your body, turn your neck so that you're engaging the muscles of your neck, and you might even invite your hips to turn ever so slightly. You know, just to engage those muscles of the hip, to look behind you over one shoulder, to look forward again, and then to look over the other shoulder, again engaging muscles of the neck and the hips. You know, we are animals, and we live in an animal body, and even though we're sitting here in a circle of Sangha, and the mind might say we're safe, the animal body doesn't always know that. So this looking around, and especially looking behind you, because danger in the animal world often comes from behind. And then, if you wish, you know, settling in to a comfortable position and simplifying. And simplifying might be just gazing forward. It might be softening the gaze downward, but eyes open. Or it could be that closing your eyes feels most steadying and supportive. You choose. You choose. And then taking 3 breaths, maybe slightly deeper breaths, maybe even slightly slower breaths, feeling the nourishment of the inhale, the relaxing of the exhale. And as you're breathing, it might even happen spontaneously. There might be a little rocking in the body that starts to happen, almost as if you're in a rocking chair. You know, forward and back. Often the nervous system is soothed by rocking, and sometimes the body brings this in spontaneously. But if it doesn't and you want to try to just add in a little rocking and see how it feels, you're welcome to do so. Again, you choose. And you might feel the points of contact where your body is met and supported. Your butt on the chair, the soles of your feet on the floor. You might even wiggle your toes or move your feet a little bit to enliven the awareness down there, to invite the awareness down into the solidity of feet resting on the earth. And as you sit here, you know, you might become aware that there's something present, you know, there might be a lingering tension from the day. There might be some anxiety, maybe something that's there because you can hear the wind outside. Maybe there's some sadness or overwhelm. So just taking a breath and just acknowledging this, maybe even naming it, like, oh, I'm really feeling scared right now. This has been a hard day. And taking another breath and recognizing you're not the only one. There's a lot of common humanity in this experience. Yeah. Oh. There's a lot of people in Boulder County who are probably struggling today. There's a lot of people who are sitting in uncertainty, just like me. And taking a final breath and maybe offering yourself a little kindness. Maybe it's a hand to your heart, if that feels comforting. Maybe it's a little wish. May I be free from fear for just a moment. May I find the courage to face this. Or you might even want to widen the circle of kindness and just send a wish to everyone in this circle, everyone in Boulder County. May we know peace this evening. And then gifting yourself one more deep breath and maybe a little stretch or movement in the body. Movement is also just such a gift to the strained nervous system. And if your eyes were softened downward or they were closed, you might choose to open them and come back and just feel what's here in your system, having paused in this way. Maybe checking in with, you know, what, if anything, in there, in that mix worked for you. Maybe something did. Maybe something didn't. You know, to offer a few reflections on what was in there and what might be helpful, what you might want to consider in the coming days as you practice. Because I know so many of you find great support in your meditation practice. And what I have found personally in my own practice and what I have seen repeatedly for clients and for students is during times of crisis, it's not uncommon for people to feel like my meditation's not working anymore. You know, I can't ground, I can't get calm, I can't, you know, concentrate, I can't sit. And if this is the case, you're not alone. And I encourage you, you know, to experiment, to be creative, and to know it's okay. It's okay. There's not one right way to practice. And as I shared earlier, you know, trauma involves having no choice about what's happening to us or around us. So finding ways to invite choice into our meditation practice, our daily practice, is really helpful. So, you know, do you want to practice with your eyes open or closed? Might you prefer a moving meditation instead of sitting? Would it help to sit for shorter periods of time? Do you need a different anchor besides the breath? Maybe it's the soles of the feet. Maybe it's listening to sounds in the room. Maybe it's just informal practice, you know, mindfully brushing your teeth or taking a shower and really enjoying it, allowing there to be moments of comfort or routine or familiarity that can be grounding. Maybe it's kindness practice in some form. You know, the Pali word metta meditation in any of its forms. So that question, what works for me, to come back to that again and again and let the wisdom of your body and of the present moment guide your practice without trying to like squeeze yourself into the practice that you've always had, that you've always known. It may come back around to that familiar rhythm of practice, but, you know, you might need something different now. The other pieces in what we just experienced was we do live in an animal body. So even if you're going to sit, and I've been playing with this myself again the last few days, looking behind you speaks to the deep brain, to the animal body in a way that sometimes allows sitting to happen. So you might add that in. You might try that out. You know, we live in an animal body. We don't react in a rational way. I found myself jittery all day because it was windy. And I, you know, the body knows these are some of the same sounds that I spent all of Thursday listening to. So tending to the animal body. And then also in moments of overwhelm, sensory clarity can bring stability. So if you're overwhelmed, pausing and taking a few breaths and looking around, naming some five things you can see, naming five things you can hear, can often settle you. And I also just want to acknowledge, you know, if you're experiencing distress and overwhelm, that's normal, that's natural, who would not be? And if that starts to impact your physical, emotional, social, you know, work or educational functioning, please don't hesitate to reach out to someone. There are many, many resources available right now for support and counseling,